Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Welcome to Granny Shifting. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And this is minute 80 of Fast and Furious from 2009. It's Monday.
1 hour and 20 minutes into the movie with about 23 to go.
Wow. We're almost there.
We are. And we get a brief pause from the action in this minute.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, Braga just escaped. Phoenix escaped. Dom took off with
Giselle
chasing them or heading who knows where. And Brian is laying on the ground with Braga. So the SWAT team comes up and they're like, we're securing the target.
Yeah.
Which was originally, it was who they think is Braga, but it's not Braga. I said Braga, but I meant we don't actually know his name.
Yeah. Guy.
Guy. Fake Braga. Fake. Tan Braga. And Brian's like, oh, like frustrated, a little confused. Like, why did this happen? Now, scene change.
Yeah.
FBI headquarters.
Are these guys FBI? Because this guy seems like he's this older gentleman. Seems like he's the boss of even the guy who we thought was the boss.
Right. Well, you got to imagine there's probably tiers and tiers of tiers of things all the way up to the president.
Yeah, definitely tiers.
He's not the president, but who's in charge of the FBI?
Homeland Security.
Yeah. So this is the chief of Homeland Security.
Chief Security Officer.
Yes.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
He's the COO.
Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
Could be him. These are people that I've heard of before.
Well, then there's probably all different types of divisions in the FBI. And this one guy who was Brian's boss was probably in one of the divisions. Anyhow, he's going to recap a couple things from their point of view.
Yeah. Braga's escape. Toretto's across the border. This is what really bothers me. Do you have any idea what kind of trouble you're in?
Right.
O'Connor.
Braga was under your nose the whole time.
Yeah.
And Brian says, I was doing my job. So, yeah, very annoying because we know what actually happened.
And so does Stasiak.
Jumped the gun. Yeah. They had a great setup. Stasiak jumped the gun.
Yeah.
And made a bad call. But somehow that hasn't come up. And Brian is being the better man here. He's sitting here and he's not bringing it up.
He said, I was doing my job. And the other guy said, he ain't the first bad guy you helped escape. Like, did he think he helped Braga escape?
No, he's talking about Dom.
I thought he was referring to Dom. Dom was the first guy he helped escape. Now he ain't the first bad guy. Now Braga is not the first guy he helped escape.
You can't really call it helping him escape.
Not at all.
When you're the whole reason he was lured in the first place.
According to Stasiak's orders, Brian captured the target.
Right.
He held fake Braga the whole time, and that's who the target was.
Well, I feel like it shouldn't be up to Brian to do identification of...
Right.
Like, he was... I mean, I'm sure he's involved at some level, but, like, nobody else was responsible for never showing Brian the picture of what Braga looked like.
Right.
Like, he was put on this task to find Braga.
Literally, if they would have waited one day to do the exchange... Or they would have known who Braga was. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Brian shouldn't be in trouble.
No. And the lead guy is not doing anything here. Didn't even say a word.
Yeah. And I think the movie, we're supposed to know that.
Right.
Brian is taking all the...
blame.
What's the opposite of credit?
Blame.
Debt.
Credit is debt, isn't it?
I don't know.
If you have good credit, you have bad debt. Good debt. You have good debt if you have good credit.
Hmm. Interesting.
Huh. But if you...
Maybe they're not opposites.
Get something on credit, then you're in debt. I don't know. Okay, what else do they say here?
As of now, you're being taken off active duty until the House can mount a formal inquiry?
Yeah. So not only is he off the case... He is not working at all.
He's on leave. Don't they call that when police officers do something they're not supposed to?
Yeah.
So,
And he looks, like, frustrated, dejected.
And so these two bigwigs stand up and leave. Oh, he says, what about Braga? And they say that's no longer a concern. And they leave, leaving the original team, which is Brian, his boss, Stasiak, and the Asian lady.
Yeah, we really should know. We really should know her name.
She doesn't have a name.
Katrina.
Just going to call name her after a hurricane?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Yeah. She probably does have a name on IMDb.
How do you think they describe her in the credits?
I'm sure she has a name.
FBI, should female. Should we look it up? Yeah, sure.
All right. You entertain them while I look this up.
So next we're going to see, I mean, those two guys leave. And then the boss man, the guy that like is grumpy when there's donuts in the office, he's like, So, and then they're right back to regular business, which I thought was kind of funny.
Right.
So Brian's like, now we know where Braga is, right? And then Stephanie gives him a little intel. She's like, yes, they Homeland Security tracked into his home base, into Cali, Mexico.
So then the guy says, which Mexico is out of our jurisdiction. Is it really? Her name is Trin.
Trin.
Trin. Liza Lapira.
All right. So, which, yeah, it's not in the U.S.
But, like, U.S. has jurisdiction outside of the U.S.
I don't think so. I think you got to go and get, like, permission and have the other governments do things for you.
Am I thinking of extradition is different than, like, there's no extradition in certain countries, meaning you can't be arrested for crimes you did in the U.S. in other countries.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But certain countries will arrest you for. If the U.S. would put out, like, arrest this person.
Right.
They'll arrest you for it. All right. We need to do our shot roulette.
We're due. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Trucking through here. All right. Praying for a water here.
Looking at these, I can obviously see which are the waters.
I can tell, too.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
You better hope you get one.
All right. Who's going first? Me?
Yeah. Wait, you just spun it for me. All right, I guess I'm going first. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, dang. That's not a water. Another tequila?
They're all tequila.
No, that was rum.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see what
white
I get.
White rum. I'm supposed to spin it for you, Ryan.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
If you get a water,
I'm going to be so mad. Should I redo it?
No.
Okay.
Ryan gets the two. Down the hatch. You got schnapps in here.
There's no schnapps.
What was the fruity one?
Maybe it was a rum or gin.
Oh, you have a flavored rum up there.
No, it's just regular spiced rum.
What was that?
That could have been. It wasn't gin. It wasn't tequila. So that leaves. Pretty sure I took the vodkas out.
Oh, there's gin up here. That's what I might have had last time.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So we got
alcohol, though.
Three waters and one liquor left.
All right. Three
is that
waters.
Right?
Yeah.
I did two and you did one.
Yeah. You
did two. Yeah. So I did my share, but we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm hanging in here.
All right. Should we keep cruising?
I certainly don't want to drink that bottle of champagne. All right. 5 seconds left. He says Mexico's out of our jurisdiction, and Brian's like, and like, that was it. Okay, we waited too long to do our shot.
That was the end of the minute.
I'm guessing Brian's thinking of a plan like, I'm off the task force. Looks like I'm going to Mexico.
Right, that's even like better for him. Now his movements will not be tracked.
Yeah, and his buddy's down there.
He's going to go rogue.
They're like, what's Dom doing right now? He's got a new girlfriend. He's just... A girl, like,
how long after do you think this takes place?
Oh, could be that day.
It seems like they
needed to debrief something like this quick. Like,
they do have somebody. They have fake Braga, who is obviously in cahoots with the cartel because he's had meetings with Campos before.
Why isn't Stasiak made was in charge of that?
Right.
He should be the one to blame for that.
But I think it comes back to Brian because Brian made the plan. Stasiak was supposed to follow through with it, but even one of the guys said, wait, we didn't get the signal from O'Connor yet.
Right.
And that he's was like, no, I don't care. We're going after this guy. So when it's like you, the person in charge takes the blame, which is why I think the guy in charge of this team, the donut guy, he should be the one being yelled at.
Yeah.
Because it's his team.
Right.
If Stasiak's not in trouble, then O'Connor shouldn't be in trouble. It should be, you know.
So, yeah.
Crap rolls downhill.
But what bothers me more.
It's like the leader gets in trouble and then he blames it on the guy. Like after he gets in trouble, then he's like,
that's what people say. But the reality is the guy at the top takes the blame for everybody below.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that hired the people.
If you're a project manager, you know this. Everybody blames everything on you. I don't think it's not always set up like that.
Yeah.
I think in an unhealthy setting, work setting, the guy at the top will always take the blame for everybody under him.
Well, and
the opposite. An unhealthy work setting, the guys at the bottom take the blame for everything.
Well, and also when you have people coming in who aren't normally part of they have nothing to do with it. They just come in and they look at the results and the papers and they're like, okay, who was in charge of this seizure?
Yeah,
and it was O'Connor was in charge of this exchange. He's the one to blame.
So then they go to the Secretary of the State and they're like, yes, this went wrong. But we put this guy on leave. Okay. It was done.
Right.
That's literally at my old job, we'd have to do stuff like that. It was like, hey, somebody, we broke this thing. Somebody ran a forklift into something. And then they're like, so we have to give you, or we have to send you for a drug test and give you 2 days off of work.
Right.
They're like, we know it was an accident or whatever, but like, we have to do this. We can tell this huge company, because they have like, you need to show us that you are falling through and whatever. So it was all, what do they call that?
Bureaucracy. Red tape. It's like,
yeah, that's the word.
At work, we have this, one of the employees was driving a customer's car and he was driving on a hill.
Fabian.
No. He was driving on a grassy hill, and the car slid because it was wet and hit another customer's car.
Mm.
So our company is paying for the repairs of both.
It's good you're a repair shop.
Right. So it gets to the owner, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he comes to me and says, basically, it was my fault because I didn't tell them not to drive on the hill with wet grass.
So it
came to me and it was my problem, even though I had nothing to do with it, but I'm in charge of the people who caused it.
I feel that.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was a frustrating situation for me. But really, I mean, yeah, maybe I should have been like, hey, move this vehicle, but don't drive it on the grass, even though it's a four-wheel drive truck.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't predict that kind of stuff. That's just workplace environment.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to workplace environments anymore.
Yeah. But that's the end of minute 80.
Yeah.
Ochenta, as they say in Mexico, which is out of our jurisdiction.
Which I'm at right now.
Oh, yeah, you are around there.
What irony.
Is that during this week? 2 weeks from now?
No, this comes out 3 weeks from now. Well, okay, so we're recording. Do we want to? It's the 8th,
right?
This comes out on like the
24th.
On the 24th?
Yeah.
No.
8 plus 16.
Yeah, but today's Monday.
8 plus 16. Remember, it's 8 plus 14.
So this comes out on the 22nd.
Yeah.
I leave the 26th.
Oh, okay. So you're getting ready.
So if anybody needs
you're getting your base tan.
65-inch TV, swing by my house. I won't be around for a week.
Yeah.
Just look out for my attack bunny.
Yeah, and the goldfish.
All right, so I'm getting ready for Mexico. I'll probably go there when Brian goes there next minute. All right, let's get this moving.
All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And always remember,
winning's winning.